So I wanted to explore with you, how can we change our way of thinking about that balance, given that this phrase of work-life balance is still sticking? And so far, we didn't manage to get rid of it. So how can we actually improve our relationship with that? We can find that range of movement, of that wobbling, within which it's fun, it might be challenging, but it's natural to move with that and that. And how about we call that our balance? Maybe it's two other roles that you want to balance better right now. Maybe it is about yourself versus you as the parent. If you, for example, have a small kid and you might manage well with work and checking out of work mentally when you're finishing with that. But then when you come home, you're torn between those two roles of yours. You feel like you want some more time for yourself. You need the time for going out for sports or just meeting a friend or just sitting and reading a book. But you have a tiny baby to take care of. And you also need to offload your partner, for example, who has been with the baby at home while you were at work. That is a very difficult balance as well. I absolutely freaking love my daughter. She's an amazing kid. I'm so grateful for how fantastic she is, but I needed something else. And once I had that balance, which was not a dot, it was a range, I felt so much better being a mom because my other needs were fulfilled. Looking for smart stats about leadership and personal development? Then sorry, this show is not for you. On The Genius Leadership, we share relatable stories of real people and give you practical tools for personal and professional development so that you can start implementing them right away. I'm your host, Anna Lieben, Mindshifter, helping leaders get from reacting to creating. And Genius Leadership is about elevating humanity, one person at a time. Let's go. Welcome, Genius Leaders, to the solo episode today about balance. Let's talk about that word that is so icky for many, that feels so frustrating, so tiring, so impossible. What is that balance? So first, I want you to think about, what do you think about or what do you feel when you hear the word balance? And especially in that context of work-life balance. I've seen it for years already that a lot of people keep talking about there is no work-life balance, there is work-life integration, or why do we put work as opposite to life? It's part of it, and so on and so forth. But somehow this phrase is still sticking there. We can't get rid of it. So we keep talking about that work-life balance, whether we want it or not, whether we have some better opportunities or alternatives or not. So I wanted to explore with you, how can we change our way of thinking about that balance, given that this phrase of work-life balance is still sticking? And so far, we didn't manage to get rid of it. So how can we actually improve our relationship with that? This topic is inspired for me by my yoga teacher, Lara Hyman. In one of the classes that I've been doing with her, she said, during a one-legged airplane, which is the basically, you're balancing on one leg, your body is forward, your other leg on which you're not standing is back. So there is a lot of balancing act going on there and activating a lot of muscles in a very good way. And she said, wobbling is totally normal. It's part of balance. It's never neutral. And that phrase really stuck with me. I clearly remember where I was standing for that yoga class because I was doing it at my daughter's acrobatic sport hall while she was in her class. I just found some corner in the corridor where I'm not in the way for anyone, and now I'm doing yoga there whenever I bring Maya to acrobatics. And I really remember that moment of just internalizing that phrase for myself, that balance is never neutral. And I thought about it like, it's not a dot. And what came to me in that moment is this visual of a seesaw. So those are the part of the playground, kids' playground, where there is a kind of a long board that is fixed on something in the middle of it. And then usually the kids sit down on those two ends of that board and balancing with each other, right? So the one goes up, the other one goes down, and so on. I'm explaining that because I didn't know clearly what seesaw is until some time of living in Sweden. I didn't know how that thing is called. And for me, that is a perfect illustration of how we could think about balance. That It would be super boring to sit on that seesaw if you would be always balancing, aka being in that one dot, when both people are level and they're just not moving anywhere up or down. How fantastic would that be to sit there for half an hour in that one dot? It's boring. And I think that's what we can also think about our life. We can find that range of movement, of that wobbling within which it's fun. It might be challenging, but it's natural to move with that and that. And how about we call that our balance? So instead of thinking of, I need to reach this perfect dot of a balance, whatever it is, whether it is that, I don't know, you work those exactly 8 hours, not a minute longer, and then when you leave the work, you don't think about it, and then you're completely, fully present in your private life when you're out of work. Yeah, how theoretically possible, but we know from our experiences how not easy that is to achieve and how not fun that is to actually strive for that. So with that, let's think about this balance as in on a seesaw, as the range. When we think about that, it's totally normal to not be in this one stable dot. And redefining that when you're out of balance, it means that you went beyond that healthy range of motion. You've gone to an extreme. So for example, you're working 17 hours a day or 20 hours a day for seven days a week. That's beyond that healthy range of motion for most people, probably all people, but just for different duration that can be somehow maintained until it fights back. So think about it. Where could be your range of motion that we can call balance? And with that in mind, let's revisit the phrase of work-life balance. Of course, it's still weird to put those two as opposites to each other, but imagine that those two are sitting on the ends of that seesaw. On one end, it's the work life of yours, and the other one is the private life of yours. So maybe that's how we can also think about it, work versus private, and how their balancing act becomes this playful seesaw usage in a way where you're bouncing off the ground to get up. And the thing is that without the other person on that seesaw, or without the other of these concepts on the other end of the seesaw, you don't get anywhere. You're just sitting there on the ground. And of course, you can bounce yourself up and jump, so just getting that motion, but then you just land on that seesaw end of it and on the ground, and that's it. You need the two to balance with each other for that playful, enjoyable process. So think about it. Where is that healthy balance play for you? What are those two kids sitting on the ends of the seesaw? And let's just keep it simple with just two of them. But of course, there might be more things. Our lives are complex. We have many dimensions to us. But if we just try to categorize it within two, maybe it is the professional life of yours and the personal life of yours. Maybe it's two other roles that you want to balance better right now. Maybe it is about yourself versus you as the parent. If you, for example, have a small kid and you might manage well with work and checking out of work mentally when you're finishing with that, but then when you come home, you're torn between those two roles of yours. You feel like you want some more time for yourself. You need that time for going out for sports or just meeting a friend or just sitting and reading a book. But you have a tiny baby to take care of, and you also need to offload your partner, for example, who has been with the baby at home while you were at work. That is a very difficult balance as well. So start thinking about it. Where can I find that healthy range of motion for the seesaw to balance these two roles of mine? So that it's not one perfect dot, but actually we can play within some range, staying on the healthy side. So maybe it is about, this is how much time I would like to have. So this is the optimal, that one dot where you're perfectly in the middle. But then this is between this and that, how realistically it could be. And then you just start discussing with a partner whether you could get a babysitter, whether you can have some family members help out to get the needs of both of you covered. Maybe it is about some mental practices for you, how to be more present when you are with your child, because then you feel like you're getting more quality time. And then the quantity is not as necessary, because you feel like, I have shown my kid that I love them. I'm fully present for them. I did something with them, and they have seen that I'm fully there with them. And then it's also okay for them to let go of me and maybe play on their own, so that I get 15 minutes for myself to meditate or to X, Y, or Z. So think about it. How can we play with this idea of the seesaw balancing? And having those two different roles of yours that feel in conflict right now, how, instead of conflict, can you put them in a play so that they can actually play with each other and make it more fun for you to have those roles, to fulfill your needs, to fulfill your obligations within those roles without feeling like you're never enough? Because I've seen that. I've, of course, experienced it myself, but I really remember one moment when I think it was the first time I've seen it so clearly. It was a colleague of mine back in Sweden, and we were engaged in a very, very stressful project. It was kind of a task force full on. And this colleague, it was a woman, so she just came back from a maternity leave, and she was working 80%, so not fully back, because she wanted to leave from work earlier and go pick up her kid and spend some quality afternoon, evening time with the kid. And I saw how she was just torn between those two roles of hers. Whenever she was at work, she was feeling bad that she went back to work, that she felt like her kid still needed her, that she wanted to spend more time with the kid because she felt like this is what a good mom does. And then once she would leave from work and go home, she would beat herself up that she left her colleagues who are all working overtime in this project, who are all so stressed and trying to really help each other out and so on to deliver the project on time, how she would just leave them and go home. So selfish of hers. And it was so difficult to see that, because I understood that it was coming from a great space, that she was really caring for both her colleagues and her family, and how it was difficult for her to find that one dot. And think about it, if she would think about balance as that range, healthy range of motion of the seesaw, she would think about like 80% is also quite a lot, and I can show up, and if I'm present for those 80%, holy moly, how much we can do. It was a fantastic human, but also fantastic professional who did no bullshit work. She got stuff done, right? And if she would just fully allow herself to be the brilliant herself at work, it would be like so much more fun for her, because she would be in her zone of genius, and she would be like, yeah, and now I've done that. Now I can go and actually enjoy my family time. And then also thinking about the kid, that just because you spend a lot of hours with your kid doesn't mean that it's quality time, that when that the kid feels loved and seen and understood and cared for within that time, just because you're physically present with them. Think about that you're getting tired of just being a mom. That happened to me. We'll be super transparent. I absolutely freaking love my daughter. She's an amazing kid. I'm so grateful for how fantastic she is. But I needed something else. I wanted some professional challenge. I wanted to talk about other things than just kids. So I was really careful with creating my social circle here in Iceland when we moved here with a tiny baby, that I would not only get mama friends and end up only talking mama stuff. I wanted to get people who were in different life phases, who didn't have kids or had older kids, and I could talk to them about something else, about my career, about the personal development, about hobbies, and so on and so forth. For me, it was very important. And once I had that balance, which was not a dot, it was a range, right? I had some friends with whom I was just talking about kids. I had some friends with whom I was talking about other stuff. I felt so much better being a mom because my other needs were fulfilled. And I'm saying that right now when I'm having goosebumps, because it was difficult to accept it for myself at some point. But once I did it, it got so much easier and it got so much more playful. I got on that seesaw and I started bouncing off, feeling like I'm flying for a moment and seeing the opposite person doing the same, and then just it was just a beautiful interplay. And that's something I would like you to experiment with. Think about what are those roles that you want to put on the seesaw, and how can they look, or how can that interplay of them and how that game of them balancing with each other can look like for you to feel like it's a game. It's something playful, it's something healthy, it's something much more manageable than that reaching that one perfect dot of just being super still. So if I go back to that airplane pose in yoga, just reaching out and having that done. So you're not moving, you're not wobbly. It's kind of boring. And the thing is that if I also do this analogy with yoga, your day shape is so different. I'm practicing yoga daily, at least that reset part. And then I do yoga usually twice per week for myself and I teach it twice. So it's quite a lot of that, right? And I notice it so much that my shape changes throughout the day. My shape is different between the different days. So whenever I do the same flow within the week, it looks very different. The challenges are very different. And think if I would have a definition of how that balance is for me on the mat as one dot, this perfect balance of the seesaw, I would be so frustrated with myself. I would beat myself up. I'm not good enough. I'm so and so. And it would just be so much less fun to be on the mat and practice. But when I actually come with this open mind that, okay, balance is a range of motion. And I just want to see where my balance is today, whether I am somehow beyond that healthy range at some extreme or I'm still within the range. It becomes a very different practice. It's much more loving. It's much more caring for myself. I allow myself to notice where are those imbalances in my body. And I pay more attention to them to help my body to rebalance, to get to that healthy range. Such a different practice. It feels so much better, healthier, more sustainable, and more fun. So I've already said what I want you to reflect on, Genius Leader, based on this idea. Think about which two roles of yours, two areas of your life you want to put on that seesaw and start figuring out where is that healthy, playful range of balance. How can it look like for me in my life, in this stage of it? Be okay with exploring, building some hypotheses, figuring out that some of them don't work or they are not relevant anymore because you have developed, your life circumstances have changed and so on. Be okay with that. Keep exploring, keep experimenting, keep playing. And I think that's the best what you can do for yourself in the long term. And if you want that reminder today, I just want to say that I see you, I feel you, and I love you. And I do believe that we can reach that balance that is a playful, healthy range of motion. Go and get balanced and enjoy the play. Talk to you next week. Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Genius Leadership Podcast. If you enjoyed the conversation, hit the subscribe button. Please rate, review, and share to help more people discover the show and become the better leaders. For more conversations about living in your zone of genius, connect with me on LinkedIn. Genius Leadership is an honest conversation about leading yourself and others, and it is my honor to be a guide in overcoming everything.